Hi, Sunshine. I'm Natasha, your host for the Shine Online podcast and the founder of Soul Studio. In this conversational podcast, I interview the brightest entrepreneurs I know with the goal of empowering you to do business in a way that feels real to you. These conversations will bring you no fluff advice, honest discussions, and actionable strategies to help you shine online. There are so many bright brands in the online world, but there's always room for one more. Let's shine together. Hello and welcome to the final episode of season two. So this is not a goodbye. This is a see you later because we're taking a little bit of a longer break than we did last year to prep for season three. Essentially, there's just a lot of really exciting things that we want to have in season three that we're planning for 2022. And we just want to make sure our team and myself have all the time we need to make it amazing for you. So I thought I would kind of just recap some of the things that we're going to be working on that we have been working on so you can get a little bit of a sneak peek because, like, don't tell Instagram, but the podcast is like my very special crew. And I like to give you guys a little bit more of a behind the scenes of kind of what's going on. So yeah, and I mean, first of all, thank you for the insane amount of growth on the show. We've just continued to grow every single month, and it has just been my absolute favorite thing to do in my business. And I love creating these episodes for you. I love interviewing the guests that we've had on. So hopefully you love it just as much as I have. And if you've loved this season and past seasons and all the episodes that I share, we would totally appreciate any reviews that you would like to share with us. Definitely letting us know what you enjoyed in season two. So here's a little bit of a sneak peek of what we're going to be working on while we're on a little bit of a break. So when I'm recording this, we are just about to wrap up our final launches of the year. I've always loved a three quarters a year for launching, primarily because my birthday's in November and then the holiday season kind of starts in November and December. And I'd love to gradually just take more and more time off those months. And that's like a big goal for us this year. We're trying to take off December, we'll see, at least a very, very slow month, which I'm excited to see how that goes. So yeah, we pretty much wrapped up all our big launches. I'll be basically focusing on behind the scenes stuff, planning and prepping for 2022, which I'm super stoked about. And kind of like, I don't want to tell too much. I'm sure you'll hear more about it, but essentially we are shifting our offer into just one big mamma jamma flagship, beautiful offer. That's going to be the best way for you to work with me, learn with me and everything like that. And essentially we're taking all my curriculums that I've ever created and putting it into one amazing program. I say it very like, I don't know what it is because I kind of really don't know what it is. This year, I kind of gave myself permission as I was getting out of monthly management work from social media is really to experiment, which is why I did my mastermind. I relaunched my courses. I did Hot Instagram Summer. We were part of a bundle. Like there was just so many things that I wanted to just see what worked and why did it work and what has worked before so we could essentially just put that all together. And I'm actually investing in a really awesome learning expert. It's probably the biggest investment I've ever made in Shine with Natasha. But I think as an educator, it's important for me to not only just teach what's worked for me, but actually to teach in a way that you will learn and find a true transformation, which I don't think enough educators really know how to do, let alone even think about being something important. So that's essentially kind of what we're working on offer-wise, which is why I'm pretty much just doing some intensives this year. Those aren't going away. And then we're kind of just moving into that new season, which is going to launch early next year. And then the other big part of this is we are our kind of motto moving into next year. And I would love to do an episode talking a little bit more on how we're doing this. So definitely let me know if that's something you'd love to hear. But essentially what we're doing is we are simplifying our offers, diversifying our marketing. That's like our big goal and motto going into next year and beyond. I just want things to feel simpler, but be driven by the amazing marketing efforts that we're going to be doing. So not only are we bringing out season 3, and we've really looked at what episodes you've loved listening to, what type of content you like for the episode, what type of formats, links, like we've really looked at everything to make sure that season 3 is super intentional and even better than season 2, even better than season 1. And along with that, we are launching a YouTube channel. And I know this has been something I've wanted to do for years. It's been something that I've been asked in my DMs for years. When are you starting a YouTube channel? And I'm really excited to bring that to fruition. So that's kind of like the really fun big project that we're working on to launch next year. So what's really exciting is that if you love solo episodes for this podcast, you're actually going to be able to watch those on YouTube, along with lifestyle vlogs, educational videos. Like, we're going to just be testing and experimenting and creating all the content and kind of seeing what you love. And so along with that, over the next few months, you know, we're doing kind of a branding revamp for the podcast and YouTube. We're doing some photo shoot and a video shoot. I'm obviously going to start batching some content, prepping some fun launch content, and bringing on our new YouTube team. So it's going to be super fun. I'm excited to really work on that, which is why like we totally could keep the podcast running, but I'm like, let's just like create really great content for the next year. And that is really what we're working on. So when we come back in 2022, January 2022, I am going to be celebrating 4 years in business, which is insane. I still am like, is it really 4 years? Is it really 4 years? Yes, it is. And it just seems super nuts just thinking about it. So yeah, maybe there needs to be an episode on that. 4 lessons I learned in 4 years of business. This is like just basically me brainstorming with you essentially. And there's going to be another 2021 year in review. I know I heard a lot of great feedback that you really enjoyed the 2020 year in review, where I basically went over everything, money, investments, goals, what worked, what didn't work. And I think what will be exciting is since I already have done one, I can kind of reflect on like, did I actually do all these things and how did we do on our goals? Spoiler, so far, I'm recording this in August and we've already surpassed our revenue from last year by 30,000. So pretty exciting. We've definitely been seeing some consistent growth, and I'm excited to reflect on this year as we move into a next year. I think those episodes are just so fun, so valuable, but along with tons of other content, which I think will be really fun. In the meantime, the best place to stay in touch is binging any episodes that maybe you've missed from past seasons. And of course, staying in touch on Instagram. So something that I'm experimenting with bringing is maybe a close friends list with some exclusive Instagram story content. I also am planning on doing like a matcha chats, like Zoom call, essentially an opportunity for us to just chat, but also for you to like say where you need support, where you want to see my content for the podcast and for YouTube. So definitely stay tuned on Instagram stories for all of those little updates, along with just behind the scenes of all the exciting projects we're working on. And of course, my email list is a really great place to be. We are sending out weekly emails. I think they're really great, if I do say so myself. So those are definitely great places to hang out. We will leave those links in the show notes. But that is it. That is the finale of season 2. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tagging me on your stories and your Instagram posts, for DMing me that you love the episode. All of that truly means the world to us, my entire podcast team, and we're just so grateful and excited for season 3. I'll see you on the flip side. I'll see you in 2022. Thank you so much for joining me for today's show. Join the conversation at hashtag the Shine Online Podcast, or just come over and say hi at Soul Studio Marketing on Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the show to be the first to know when our next episode airs. And if you love what you've heard, I'd so appreciate it if you left us a review. It really helps support us. Remember, regardless of where you're at in your entrepreneurship journey, there's always room for your biz to shine. I'll see you next time.